The Echelon system, housed within the National Security Agency at Fort Meade, Maryland, has caused protests in several nations, excluding the United States, whose population rarely sees any news concerning this powerful global wiretapping system. As technology continues to advance, so does the means of manipulating, even controlling, whole groups of individuals. The means to control the human mind has come a long way since the days of Nazi concentration camps and the subsequent CIA drug experimentation. Today, beamed electromagnetic frequencies can alter perceptions, instill emotions, and even cloud normal reasoning. All organic life consists of living cells controlled by the DNA within them. The chemical action within the cells is driven by electromagnetic frequencies that pulse, oscillate, and vibrate. Collectively, the energy within a living organism creates a surrounding, albeit weak, electromagnetic field. Dr. Nick Begich Jr., Executive Director of the Lay Institute on Technology and author of Angels Don't Play This Harp, stated, "Scientists today have succeeded in isolating many of the healing frequency codes of the human body and, importantly, are adding to a growing body of remarkably practical medical advancement toward the diagnosis and treatment of numerous disease states and conditions." In the 1930s, Dr. Royal Raymond Rife demonstrated the ability of precise electrical frequencies to disrupt viral and bacteria cells. A special research committee of the University of Southern California confirmed that Rife frequencies were reversing many ailments, including cancer. Opposition immediately came from Dr. Thomas Rivers of the Rockefeller Institute, who had not even seen Rife's equipment in operation. By 1934, Rife had isolated a virus that bred cancer and stopped it by bombarding it with electromagnetic frequencies. He was successful in killing both carcinoma and sarcoma cancers in more than 400 tests on animals. It has been widely reported that in the summer of 1934, Rife, along with Drs. Milbank, Johnson, and Alvin G. Ford, succeeded in using his frequencies to cure 16 cancer patients diagnosed as terminal by conventional medicine. Rife described the operation of his frequency machine thus: "With the frequency instrument treatment, no tissue is destroyed, no pain is felt, no noise is audible, and no sensation is noticed. A tube lights up, and 3 minutes later, the treatment is completed. The virus or bacteria is destroyed, and the body then recovers itself naturally from the toxic effect of the virus or bacteria.